Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino, and welcome to PCW's Eye Pay-Per-View Behind Blue Eyes. Our first contest is a three-way dance with the winner getting a shot at the Northeastern Regional Championship. Entering the ring, this is the undefeated Arthur Dexter Wadley!
Dropping to one knee and thrusting up a double bicep pose, Bradley gazes into the camera with an arrogant smirk. Tonight, we're going to find out if ADB is indeed taking performance-enhancing drugs. And I'm told, win or lose, the results will be read directly after this match.
His opponent, he comes to us from Louisiana and weighed in at 245 pounds. He is one third of the Revolution and one half of the MSS, the Mid-South Syndicate. Ladies and gentlemen, Paragon, Malik Johnson!
Out through the curtain steps Malik Johnson, draped all in black from head to toe, and gazing into this hostile crowd, Johnson gives him an evil grin before making his way to our ringside area. Stepping up the stairs to the beat of the music, Johnson gets onto the apron, and oh my god, is he doing the Bankhead Bounce? Oh, this guy has got to be kidding me. No wonder you're getting booed, Malik! Well, Malik is doing the smart thing, and he's telling the referee that he's not getting into the ring until Michael Morrison is announced and comes down to the ringside area, and I don't blame him. As Morrison's music cues up and the curtains remain still, what, folks, they're telling me right now that Michael Morrison will not be coming out for tonight's match, and he has left the building. Michael Morrison, and I'm listening to my headset, so please forgive me for the pauses. Michael Morrison has stated that Mr. Petit has breached their WWA contract and that Michael Morrison does not recognize his BACW contract. Apparently, Michael Morrison is going to sue Mr. Petit. Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, due to contractual reasons, Michael Morrison will not be participating in tonight's three-way dance. BACW apologizes for the card change.
Well, I guess that's it with the announcement now official. Malik is entering the ring through the ropes, ready to do battle. Oh, my God! Malik Johnson just turned right into a decapitating clothesline, and ADB is off and running. Turning to the timekeeper to call for the bell. The referee signals for the start of the match, and here we go! Hard left swap, Malik on one knee, and finishing off Johnson with a few nasty stomps. ADB turns to the crowd to collect his accolades. What an egomaniac! Double-fisted choke by Bradley back into the corner, forces the referee to put on the five count, and breaking the hold in time, ADB quickly sets up against the opposite turnbuckle. Running start into the corner. Oh, Johnson just moved out of the way, and my God, did you see Arthur Dexter Bradley slam his knee into the turnbuckle with a thud? Humbling out of the corner, Malik follows through the fireman's carry from the side and latching into an ankle lock. Look at the veteran immediately go to work on the weakened limb of Arthur Dexter Bradley. Twisting into a textbook ankle lock, Bradley cries out in pain, but Malik is forced to break the hold because Bradley is just simply too close to the ropes, allowing ADB to get up from the canvas. I think that Malik Johnson has to pick up the pace right now or risk losing this match and the momentum. Malik closes it with a hard boot to the stomach and snapping down on the head of his opponent. Johnson uncorks a killer fisherman suplex and into a bridge. Here's the cover and the count. One, two, no, barely getting his shoulders up in time is Arthur Dexter Bradley, and my God, was that close or what? Body slam in the center of the ring gives Johnson time to ascend the turnbuckle, and arching backwards into the air, ooh, moonsault connects, and this one's over. One, two, Bradley rolls through the cover again, and call me crazy, but that moonsault just might have woken up Arthur Dexter Bradley, yanking Bradley to his feet. Wait, what the hell is this? Fans, Matt McClain, one half of the Mid-South Syndicate, has come down to the ringside area, and the referee is now immediately ordering Matt McClain into the ring. Oh, my God, Malik Johnson just pulled a slapjack from his tights, nailed Arthur Dexter Bradley over the head with it, and the referee didn't see a damn thing. The referee now turns around. Come on, referee, you missed the whole thing. My God, could this be it? Could ATB be looking at his first loss here at BACW. Hook and leg by Malik Johnson, and here's the cover in the count. 1, 2, 3, yes, Malik Johnson has defeated Arthur Dexter Bradley, and this one is over, and look at the smile on Matt McClain's face. I think I'm going to be sick. Hey, McClain, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, and number one contender for BACW's Northeastern Regional Championship, one half of the Mid-South Syndicate and one third of the Revolution, Aragon, Malik Johnson!
You've gotta be kidding! I am simply disgusted. And although Malik Johnson looked great inside the ring, I have to say that he resembled anything but a shining example of what I expect a future world champion to be. But whether or not I agree with the tactics used by the Mid-South Syndicate to gain a victory here tonight, it's not for me to say. All I can say, what is this? Folks, I've just been handed a memo. It is from Mr. Batty, and it says that he has postponed the reading of Arthur Dexter Bradley's drug test results. And it's due to more pressing matters. In fact, Mr. Batty has assembled a legal team, and at the start of our next month's show, he will be addressing one Arthur Dexter Bradley. And ADB currently, he does hold a BACW contract, and I'm just not sure what this means for Arthur Dexter Bradley. Maybe the rumors are true. Maybe Mr. Batty is going to fire Arthur Dexter Bradley on our next show. I don't know. Wow, this is a shocker. Well, what the heck is this? Vance Liebreel is not scheduled to come into the ring and address this crowd right now. At least my format doesn't say so. Well, I'm not going to stop the World Heavyweight Champion, and I'm going to call him the World Heavyweight Champion until somebody actually defeats Liebreel. I don't buy this unrecognized stuff. Liebreel is the World Heavyweight Champion, and I think if you ask anybody in the back or anybody who's on the staff here in BACW or eWrestling.org, not one of them is going to tell you that Liebreel is not the recognized World Heavyweight Champion. Mr. Batty, you can play all the WFWA politics you want, but the bottom line is, until somebody beats that man who's coming into the ring to speak to us as fans, he is still considered, at least in my eyes, our World Heavyweight Champion. Well, Liebreel has brought a chair into the ring. He just opened it over the logo, and he's taking a seat, folks. He just asked Michael Stuffer for the microphone, and you know what? Whether Mr. Batty likes it or not, our World Heavyweight Champion is about to speak. Let's go to the ring.
I sit here in the middle of this ring holding on to a title I fought for. A title I earned. A title I sacrificed for. A title that I went to hell and back for. A title that I won by defeating every man on this roster in the grinder. I sit here holding a title belt that cost me my family, that cost me countless friends and partners, a title belt that has landed me in a hospital bed more times than I can count, a title belt that nearly cost me the ability to walk, because that's how far a man will go to get it. I sit here staring down at this title, knowing that because I chose to fight for it, I am no longer a part of my son's life. I don't get to hug him. I don't get to tuck him into bed. I don't get to watch him go to school. I don't get to be there for his first date, and I don't get to hear him say, "Daddy, I love you." I sacrifice being a hero to my son to be a hero to all of you. To fight in front of all of you for the most prestigious title in this sport. I sacrifice those things to be the very best at what I do, to be simply the best, and to hold the title that symbolizes that. And now I'm told that that title I sacrifice those things for means nothing. It's devoid of meaning, and isn't even worth the leather and gold that it's made of. He says that the title that made men try to tear my arm from my body, the title that caused a man to toss me off a three-story cage, the title that made a man try to end my career, is no longer recognized by BACW or anybody else for that matter. You see, that's the funny thing about recognition. Whether somebody recognizes something or not has no bearing on the actual facts. It's like if you grew up playing with the girl next door, hanging out in arcades and sandboxes with her. You know you were friends. Your parents bathed you together, and she was pretty much one of the guys. But then a little thing called puberty hits. Your balls drop, and her breasts inflate, and she becomes a bona fide bombshell. To you, she's still that same tomboy you used to hang out with, and you won't recognize her as sexy, but she is. All the boys are hitting on her, and all of them are looking to score with her. She's hot as hell, a bona fide bombshell, whether you see her that way or not, whether you recognize it or not. That's how this situation boiled down. You see, because the P went out and made a deal with some suit and tie wearing jackoffs, we're seen as only a regional promotion. A promotion in the shadow of their great big umbrella. And because of that, we can't have a world title. We can't have a world champion. I can't be the world champion, and I'm not the world champion in their eyes. I'm just a tomboy that lives next door to them. But the fact is, I'm a bona fide bombshell. The high school slut. And to dumb down the analogy for those morons who can't see what's in front of them, I'm a world champion whether your asses think so or not, whether you recognize it or not. Those are the facts. There's an old adage that says that the title doesn't make the man, but the man makes the title. Well, this man made this title the most prestigious in our business. I built this belt with my blood, my sweat, and my tears. I paid the price. I sacrificed. I scratched and clawed my way to the top. I have sacrificed too goddamn much for the title to let some corporate jackass walk in and defile the legacy of this belt. To purge this title of its meaning, to pillage it of its history, and to rape it of its recognition. You can't strip off all the sacrifices that went into making this world title, making it what it is today, and that is the one and only real heavyweight championship of the world. And this title is not defunct or unrecognized, because all of these fans recognize it. The boys in the back recognize it. Matt McClain recognizes it. And I recognize it. So, I invite any man to walk in to Pro Wrestling's official stomp hall and tell us we're just some regional federation that can't have a world title. I tell him any man step into the ring with me, stand nose to nose and toes to toes with me, and tell me my title is unrecognized. I am begging you, anyone, from anywhere, I don't care if you're a male, female, a member of the ring crew, a referee, an announcer, a corporate stooge, a singles wrestler, a tag wrestler, or a BACW sellout like the key. I'm begging you to come try to take this title from me. I'm begging you to come and try me. I'm begging you to try and change my views. Try to beat some sense into me. Make me kiss your ass. I am begging you to get into my face and tell me that all of my sacrifices were for nothing. I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, or 10 of you. Bring your asses into my world, into my ring, and I'll show you what a slogan on the door reads, enjoy the brutality. I'll stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, with any of the badasses in BACW. And we will fight for our home, fight for our pride, and fight for what this title means to all of us. We will beat your asses. And you will find out, like Matt McClain will tonight, exactly what lies behind blue eyes. Just like he won't be taking my title, neither will anybody else, unless they kill me and pry it from my cold, dead hands. Cut. I'm the real. Not said.
Wow, you know, Lee Real has some valid points here, and I have to say, recognized or not, Lee Real is the man to beat here in WWA. If Matt McClain defeats Lee Real, many will say that McClain will then be considered that man. But we have to take a break right now, and when we return, it's going to be Mr. Batiste, who is now having an emergency meeting with Rick Righteous, and if you know Batiste and Righteous like I do, it's that when they get together, Rick Righteous usually ends up holding the world title. Well, let's find out what this meeting is all about, and we'll see you in a few.